Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Unique Beauty and Meditation Podcast. I'm your host, Karen Slack. I'm a energy working, empathic, intuitive, spiritual life coach with a passion for guided meditation and intention. And I'm here to talk about life, energy, emotions, to chat about our healing journeys and our spirituality and everything in between. So thank you for taking a moment to check out here. I want to ask you, if you enjoy these podcasts, to leave a review, share it with a friend, hit that follow button so that we can keep these going. I am continuing to celebrate my consistency with showing up for these, and I'm excited actually, and also a bit nervous because I just launched an episode yesterday and I already have in my mind an episode for next week. So I'm recording it now while it's fresh. And I'm excited about that because it shows momentum and energy. But also I'm nervous because I don't want this to be a hyper-focus or a fixation that fizzles out. So I'm going with it. I'm allowing it to be easy and I'm shutting down my overthinker and we're gonna chat. I wanna chat a little bit today about some chakras and some energy. I've noticed a pattern within some of the energy work that I do with my clients and within myself and different experiences that people have been having. Not that one, apparently we're doing this one today. And I wanted to chat about that, but in order to chat about that, we first have to talk and touch base a little bit on what chakras actually are. So chakras are the energy systems in our body. They have a different space that they resonate in our body, starting at the base of our body, moving all the way up through to our crown. We have seven main chakras that we focus on most. There's lots of other little chakras, but for most of our work that you do with me or that we do together or that you do on your own, we would focus on those seven main chakras. There's the root, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the brow or third eye, and the crown. And within the work that I do, the meditations, the energy work, the intuitive readings, the color work that I do, the spiritual life coaching, often we end up connecting with certain chakras, especially within the energy work. When we're doing the energy work that I do is a combination of Reiki, inner light techniques, and guided meditation and intuitive awareness. And we focus on certain intentions. And a lot of times we'll focus on a couple of chakras. Often I'll have a client come in, sit down and be like, I want to focus on this. I'm having a really hard issue. I'm having a hard time connecting with this, or these are my struggles lately. And I'll tell them, well, it sounds like we could work on this chakra, and this chakra, and help to balance those out. So we then focus on those chakras. But while going through the energy session, it may feel like it needs to shift and we need to incorporate others. So it's not the same treatment for each person. It's customized and unique to what they need. So that's a little bit of background about my work with chakras. One thing I've realized over the past year as I do these energy sessions with clients is that often, universally, or on a community basis, we're working through an energy pattern that hangs out in one or two chakras, or that is working through a couple of chakras. For instance, not too long ago, and for a good chunk of this year, it felt like we were all doing some major work within reactivating our heart, within our heart space. And it felt like for so long, oh, this so is making more sense now. See, this is why I had to talk it out. For so long, we have been in this fight or flight response. With a lot of the global issues over the past couple of years, and a lot of the personal issues that so many people are going through over the past couple of years, we have been really in a fight or flight response. And we talked a little bit about the fight or flight response in the last episode when we talked about how gratitude can be an anchor and a stepping stone out of that response. So feel free to revisit that episode if you want to hear more about that. But within that fight or flight response, it felt like we had protected our heart chakra, our heart energy, which deals with love and compassion and openness and connecting on a soul level and connecting with, you know, that true deep relationship and true deep healing. And we have kind of protected that and allowed that to be quiet because we're working on surviving. And when we're surviving, often we hide our heart. And I know for those of you who's listening to the recording, you can't see me, but often when you're cold, what do you do? When you're nervous, what do? You know, when you're in a dark alley, what do? You keep everything close to you. So often we protect our heart chakra. We protect that heart energy when we are in a intense situation or when our fight or flight response is triggered. So when we're protecting and closing off our heart energy, because maybe it doesn't feel safe to explore those deep heart healing energies or emotions. It doesn't feel safe to get into those shadowy skeletons in our closet, in our heart kind of thing. And it feels unsafe to do that. So we don't do that. We focus on life. We focus on the details. Well, what it felt like in this energy work is that we had done that so long and we had stopped listening to our heart and our heart chakra for so long that our mind and our solar plexus had been trying to do the work that our heart usually is supposed to do. Now, our mind, our brow chakra, can often work with our vision, understanding our truth, having an open mind, our solar plexus. And these are just initial thoughts that come up to mind about these chakras. There's a ton of information everywhere. And also, if you want to know more about them, we can connect and explore them more. These are just some of my initial impressions. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't. Everybody has their own perception of chakras. Everybody has their own experience. Our energy is unique. Our soul experience is unique. Our previous life experience, if you believe in that, is unique. Our experience on a day-to-day level is unique. So of course, our chakra experience is going to be unique. So I'm just sharing mine. So brow, insight, awareness, open mind. This is where some of our intuition or our psychic abilities sit. Don't let that word psychic scare you. Just that notion of inner knowing. A lot of that sits in our brow chakra. Crown chakra, even more of an open mind, universal awareness, higher awareness, connection to a divine source, things like that. Though that's what we deal with in our head. And our solar plexus is more of an instinctive intuition. It's our power. It's our bright center. The color is yellow. Like it's confidence, power, trust that gut instinct, things like that. So it felt like we had shut down our heart energy because it was a little bit too difficult with everything going on in life to focus on healing our heart and listening to that deep notions in our heart. So our mind and our solar plexus took over. Rightfully so. Focusing on the logic of things and focusing on that gut instinct and moving forward. However, the head and the solar plexus are not built to sustain the energy that our heart is long term. So then we started having imbalances in our crown chakra or in our brow chakra and our crown chakra, all the chakras up through here. And we had imbalances in our solar plexus and our belly and what have you, because it was doing work that they were both doing work that they're not meant to do. So then we started healing and we started growing. We started leaning into our self-awareness. We started leaning into our self-care. And some of those things that we had been ignoring in our heart started coming up. And we had to move through them and we had to feel the feels on a soul level. And we had to learn some lessons on a soul level. And we were faced with some uncomfortable stuff. However, that was the energy of our system balancing out. And this was a pattern that we saw in, it was a pattern that we saw in many people. And I remember having conversations with Dr. Meredith, the chiropractor who owns the office that I work in, and nutritionist and general light for the world. We were having conversations and how she would see that physically in some patients and how I would see that emotionally in some patients. And we would talk about conversations about how we were experiencing it within ourself. And it was interesting to witness that on multiple levels. When I do my chakra work within the work that I do, I focus on emotions and spirituality and energetics. I'm not so much focused on the physical aspects of those chakras. So to have somebody to bounce that off of was really cool. So that was an experience that we were having within our head, our belly, and our heart, balancing the energies out. And sometimes if we when we are balancing these energies out in our system through multiple chakras, we do so through life experiences, through our meditations, through the food we eat, through the reactions we have. It can influence all sorts of areas in our life. So then there's that. Well, one thing that I've recognized recently, especially for myself, is I'm recognizing it is November 30th of 2023 when I'm recording this. When I launch it, it'll be December of 2023. So you have a reference for time frame. For me, I have a lot of root chakra stuff going on. Our root chakra is our base chakra. It deals with all our life stuff. It deals with our tribal energy. It deals with our career energy. It deals with our community. It deals with safety and security and stability. It deals with grounding and balancing our energy. The root chakra is how we take the energy that we're receiving and implement it in life. So, often, a lot of us more emotionally, I get it. Google keeps telling me that my drive is almost full. I get it. I'll deal with it later. A lot of us more spiritual inclined, energetic, emotional, creative individuals have a tendency to have a hard time grounding our energy. Whereas a lot of the more logical, organized thinkers have a tendency to be grounded easier than creative and intuitive and spiritual. So we have a tendency to lean in certain directions anyway. So I have been moving through some rather big root chakra energy. And that has been showing up for me in the version of anxiety, of in not knowing, not feeling stable sometimes, the idea of carrying anxiety about life stuff and how it gets to happen. But I realized today, yes, these are root chakra notions. But again, the chakras often work together. There is a lot of crown chakra energy that I'm needing to work with in conjunction with the root. The idea of having faith, trusting in a higher power, trusting in notions bigger than myself, trusting in a divine design or a grand design in life. Even if you don't believe in a higher power, trusting in that universal energy, trusting in that you don't have to know everything, trusting that there's notions beyond what you currently know that you get to learn and move into. So I realized today, for me, and I've seen this in quite a few other people, that root chakra feels unstable, but yet this crown chakra feels like it's asking for some intention too, so that it can support the healing in the root chakra. So, like they're working together to balance us out. So, it's interesting how it shifts from one to the other. So, we're ignoring our heart. And then our head and our solar plexus started coming in and helping out. And then they got overworked. So, then the heart's like, oh, I got to get back to work. So, we start doing some heart opening work. So, those start to balance out. And then all of a sudden, we're stuck in this root chakra and we're like, okay, so this balanced out, but the root chakra and the crown chakra are like, whoa, hang on, this is new, this is different, we haven't done this in a while. This doesn't feel stable, says the root chakra. And the crown chakra says, let's find some energy to help us. So it's like it shifts from one to the other. And I've seen this in quite a few people. I found a lot of my clients and a lot of the work we're doing energetically within our energy sessions, we start at the root. We start with grounding that energy. And then we move to the crown. And then we handle a couple other chakras in between. So it's interesting how we shift in energy universally as a collective, as well as individually, often so within, so without, if that makes sense. So it was just, I found myself compelled to share it. And I don't know, I guess I leave it with you. Does this resonate with you? Does it make sense to you? There's a thought in my head. My anxiety is telling me right now, you can't put this out there. This doesn't make sense. You just prattled on for however many minutes about chakras and maybe nobody understands it. But is that, where is that sitting? If I take a minute and I close my eyes and I take a deep breath, where is that sitting in my body? And when I think about it, I want to place it in my head, I want to place it in my gut, but I feel it down on my base. I feel it down between my root chakra and my sacral chakra. And that's where my current work has been. Trusting life, trusting what I put out in the world, trusting what I'm establishing, as well as accepting myself. It's a little say sacral chakra, accepting the connection that I'm fostering with other people. So for me, that actually sits there today. So there's so much of this work when we start diving into chakras and we start understanding our energy selves and our spirituality a little bit deeper. So much of it is important for us to slow down and listen within. We want to make logical sense of it. We want to learn the knowledge. However, there's so much of it that is unique within our energetic system, within our emotions, within our body, that is so important for us to listen to along the way. So I guess that's maybe the round robin notion that I'm going to leave you with, is asking you, what work have you been doing lately? Do you feel like any of the work that you're doing, or the emotional patterns that you're experiencing, or the experiences you're having in your life, do you feel like they align with anything that I've talked about today? As well as, if you slow down and take a deep breath and close your eyes, where is the energy that you've been feeling lately? Where is the emotion? Where do you feel the emotion in your body? And then go from there. And then let's talk it out. Let's figure it out. There are so many ways that we can work with this stuff. And I'm really drawn to work with chakras because in my meditation this morning, when I sat down, I found myself really like having a visual of a 9-part chakra series that I want to launch and what that looks like and what that would feel like and how to put that out there. And then all of a sudden I'm getting ready and I'm doing my hair and here we are. Here is a chakra, here is a podcast that I just have to talk about. So here we are sitting on my desk in my house talking about it. I love where my new desk is, by the way. Oh, another thought. So referencing root chakra work, mine and how mine is manifest with anxiety and stability and insecurities and maybe not insecurities, but that not feeling fully safe, not feeling like life is settled, whatever. One of the things that I did over this past weekend is I went through and I want, in an effort to create space for myself and for my meditation practice, I rearranged my living room and I rearranged my portion of the bedroom. Now I have this space for my desk so I can do my work. So I feel like I have a safe space for what I want to put into life. I'm adjusting the items around me to help my root chakra energy be balanced so that what happens here can filter through my body and land outside of me in my life. Root chakra processing, crown, all the way down to the root, moving through all the stuff. And one of the ways that I balanced my root chakra this weekend was by balancing and adjusting my physical space. That's what worked for me. What works for you? Where are you feeling your energy lately? Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening. I'm very excited about so many new things that I get to offer you guys moving forward. I'm going to invite you to check out the website. I have a brand new intention shop as well as a brand new unique self-care virtual classroom. I will be continuing to add stuff to. Great gift options, great self-care options, so that if you can't make something in person, you can check the list of options that are there. I'm grateful for you. Thank you so much for listening and being here. You guys are really, truly one of my gratitudes, and your connection means the world to me. It helps me tap into what I feel I'm meant to do, and it gives me a place to do it. So enjoy your uniquely beautiful self and have a wonderful day.